Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
Betsy DeVos is the new Secretary of Education. I love the memes and the "I weep for the children of America." Shut up. You don't weep for anybody. You don't give a rat's ass about the children of America. You don't. You care about your kid, right? That's it. The one thing that she has going for her is she has been a huge proponent of choice. I'm a huge proponent of choice, having a 6.5-year-old little boy, Mr. Jack. I'm a massive proponent of being able to give him choice. Look, I'm blessed. I'm in a good situation. If Jack was going to a school that did not meet the needs that we want for Jack, then he would go to a school because I have the means to do that. Not everybody does. Education is uber important. Education is extremely important. We have failed our kids on numerous occasions, especially kids in the inner city, people of color. The poverty cycle continues. We stick teachers there that are either A, just learning, or B, have given up. And the ones who are just learning that end up being good, guess what? They want to get the hell out of there as soon as they can. Infrastructure is crumbling. It is nasty in a lot of these places. And you've got other schools, you know, several miles away. Well, guess what? Good infrastructure, good teachers. Kids are coming out of there and they're going off to 4-year colleges. Why not give choice? What is it what's the fear factor out there? What's the fear? Take away I want to know. Take away all the stuff that you just say, okay, would you rather have choice in life, right? You want choice for your body. You want choice where you can eat. You want a choice of who you can worship. You want a choice of who you can love. Why can't I have a choice of what school my child should go into? I'm curious. Why is it you want to take away that choice? What are you afraid of? Oh, it's because the unions throw huge, massive amounts of money at you? Because they don't want that choice. Look, I thought Betsy DeVos wasn't a great pick, but I'm rooting for her. Sometimes in life, the first pick isn't the best pick. Sometimes in life, the pick that you know, like, I don't know, this person's better or that person's better, but we went with Betsy, and Betsy surprised us. She may surprise us. You don't know. But I'm a huge proponent of choice and competition in life. If you're not doing well, you can go somewhere else, right? Wouldn't you want that? For people who are these hoity-toity people who fight choice tooth and nail across the board, right? They fight choice. And it's so funny because you go into the inner city and you go into a lot of places where they would love to have choice and they don't have it. They stick by the Democrats through thick and thin no matter what. But yet the Democrats are the ones that say, well, we don't want to give you choice. We don't want to give you choice. Because these people over here, the unions, they make sure that they give us enough money to help us get reelected over and over again because we tell them about all the great things we're going to do for them. And then we've got to go and once they help us get elected, then we got to, you know how it goes. You know, they scratch our back, we scratch theirs. We don't want that. Because if we give them, you know, the opportunity to have choice, people are going to take the kids away. Schools are going to, you know, lose some funding. Next thing you know, these teachers will be out of work. So it's just better if we keep it this way. You want choice as a woman. You want choice who to worship. You want choice who to love. But you don't want to give a kid in a struggling school, in poor infrastructure, choice. I'm not saying that the teachers are all bad. But I'm saying if you look across the board in a lot of places, it sucks. We've had a struggling system. I would like to see her take some chances. Well, I don't want people to take chances with my kid's education. You deal with your kid. But I think we need a revamp of our system across the board. I don't know if she will or won't. All I've seen coming out of the the Trump administration is, you know, he's saying he's going to do this, that, and the other. And I think he's going to give her an opportunity to have a shot at doing something. Sounds good to me. We need something else. We do. We're sending our kids out into the world completely disadvantaged over the fact that other kids around the world are so far ahead when it comes to science and math in a lot of ways. Oh, and I'm not talking about the kids that are upper echelon schools. I'm talking about the run-of-the-mill average kid who's going to school each and every single day is falling further and further behind. That there is your middle class. If you look at school, right? If you look at school, it is a microcosm of life. You have kids who are really smart as your upper class. You've got a lot of the kids that get B's and C's in the middle. That's your middle class. And you have some that struggle, right? That's life right there. That's what we have. We've got the 1%. Or the upper middle class, we have the middle class, which is a good majority of people, and then we have a bunch of people in the lines underneath there where they struggle in life and poverty. We want to give people choice. I have zero problems with that. And when I hear people's argument, well, choice isn't bad, or it's unregulated, or it's taken away from this, what does it really do? Well, she doesn't know. She doesn't do this. How about this, teachers? What if she gave you the opportunity to pick the curriculum in the way that you want to teach and allow the teachers to actually be a part of that, not administrators. Or I've been in education for 20 years, but you haven't been in a classroom in 20 of those 20 years. How about that? Look, our system is not the worst system in the world. And when people talk about how great Finland is, how great Norway is, how great, it is a homogenous society where everybody speaks the same language. There's not 12 different languages being taught, you know, in a classroom. That stuff doesn't count. Because we could go to any of our cracker-ass cracker upper echelon schools here and goes, guess what? This side kicks ass too. Our teachers have a hard job. Our teachers bust their ass. But you know what? I think kids deserve a choice. And I think a parent deserves a choice. I was not a fan of her. I think she was ill-prepared. I don't know how you're not prepared. Like, I could study for a week and go in there and probably knock it out of the park. I could. Well, she doesn't know anything about public school. What's to know? Right? Does it have to be somebody who knows everything? Maybe she knows things about other stuff that she's going to be able to bring to things. Maybe that's true. Maybe she's got an outside-the-box thing and some mentality that may actually translate to success for our children. Maybe. Oh, I don't know, Chad. That sounds a little crazy. I'm just saying. I want her to succeed. I do not want her to fail. And I've seen so many people out there today that want her to fail and are saying, I feel so sorry for our kids of America. Why? You don't care about it. You care about the fact that Donald Trump appointed somebody that you don't like and you're on the left side of the aisle, so you're going to fight him. If he went outside today and said, I'm going to make it so it's sunny across America and 72 every day, you would throw a fit and say, I want it to be 63 and snowing. Because you just want to be a contrarian. You're here to resist and fight. You're not here to actually move the ball forward. You're not here to do any of these things. You're not. You're here to resist and fight because you've got it. You are literally the person that would say, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. You can tweet the show, at Chad Benson Show. You can also text us, 323-538-2423. A lot of people don't understand what it means by choice. Who pays for it? What happens to the school they're leaving? Where does the money come from? Maybe explain it. Why might people understand? Well, it depends on the areas. But you get, just like in prison, you get paid per pupil. That's your dollar bill. If a kid says, I got a voucher that says I don't have to be here, that kid is money. That money is leaving. You get less money. It's pretty simple. Less kids equals less money. And when competition is out there, schools who have to perform, and I like to see the fact that, you know what, if a charter school starts to falter, close it down if it's not working. Government is the exact opposite. If it doesn't work, throw more money at it. If it doesn't work, throw more money at it. If it doesn't work, throw more money at it. See the pattern here? It's not working, but they're getting more money. That's government. That's government in every way, shape, or form. Choice? Why not? Why shouldn't a child have choice in life? For people out there who have the means to give their children choice, who are always the ones that are screaming the loudest why there shouldn't be choice, is it because you don't want the undesirables at your school? Is that it? Are you one of those people, those liberals that are like, oh my God, we need to let all of these people in from Syria and stuff, but oh, I just don't want them in my neighborhood. Choice. They don't care about the kids. And by that, I'm not talking about the teachers. I'm talking about the administrators and the liberal muckety mucks. They don't care about the kids. They care about getting themselves reelected. They care about the power that they have. To them, those kids aren't about education. Those kids are about dollar bills. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. What's next? Oh, wait till you hear this one. We're almost here. We're almost at this point. That's what's next. Chad Benson Show.
This is going to be easy. Let's see. What's next?
I know you're not going to like what I have to say next, but facts are facts.
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
We'll get to what's next in a second. We were talking about school choice. A lot of people chiming in. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Debbie, what's going on?
I was just calling about the school choice. I wanted to say part of what's giving some people a heartburn is that here in Indiana, the support of our school systems is funded by property tax. And so while the children do get some funding from the state, it doesn't cover the expense that it is just to school that child. And what we're finding is I'm in a school district that is highly sought after, and so we are growing at the seams and having to build new buildings to take in all of the charter students that are wanting to come into our school, which we welcome. But what is happening for those property owners, like myself, is a concern of what happens when this isn't the place to come all of a sudden, and these charter students move somewhere else. And we are left as property owners supporting a school system that almost bankrupts our community. And so that's what's giving a little bit of heartburn.
Well, you know, here's one of the things, Debbie, you got to think about. Here's one of the things you got to think about, Debbie, right? A perfect example is if these schools aren't performing and you've got choice, you're going to move elsewhere. So that's why you push your teachers to perform. You push the people to perform. And when they're, and it's not even just about whether or not people want to come to your school. What about charter schools? And I think that's a lot of the big things, or even private schools. You want to make sure there's accountability. We want success, right? We want a success. We want to reward success. And we want to encourage and hopefully see people that are failing rise to the top. And they're going to have to work on that. And you know what? I understand the property tax, because that's like a lot of states, right? That this is where they get their money. In California, you know, property tax that goes to it. How many people don't pay property taxes because they don't own a home? A lot of people out there that don't. And yet they still get the same advantages of being able to go to the school. I understand where you're coming from, but you also get a bump too. We think about this. If you're in a desirable school district that's doing very well, your property's value goes up because you're in a desirable school district. So there's a catch-22. I understand what you're saying. But my thing is, why shouldn't kids have choice? Why shouldn't kids in life have an opportunity to have choice when their parents are seeing their kid going to a failing school district that may be crime-ridden, that may be falling apart, that doesn't have the necessary tools that would help their child advance in life? Why shouldn't they have the same choices as many people who have means or live in a better area to go to a school that will give their child an opportunity at a great education?
I'm not arguing that.
I understand, though.
I worry about the property values because I just can't pick up and go. I mean, I own farm ground, and so I have a lot of ground, and I just can't pick up and go. And so it can't hurt your property values once your property taxes get too high.
Yeah. And see, and that's where, again, a lot of these states, too, like California, they lock their property taxes in one area. And you know, they don't go back and assess them over and over again as ridiculousness at times as some states do. And I understand, you don't want to see your property. You don't want to see yourself get to the point where you can no longer afford to live where you live because your home value's gone up. But at the same time, if your home value goes up that high, Deb, take it and run, right? Then you can move wherever you want. I made $2 million in my house. I'm out here. I have a wonderful life. I'm going somewhere else. Appreciate your call. Little what's next? And would you be bionic if you could? It's a question. Last week, oh, God, this is so me.
Steve Austin. Be that man.
Chad Benson would be the first one. Would you, Bill, would you have a chance to be bionic? Because they say right now that they're close to having eyes ready.
I don't think I need to be any stronger. If they'll make me thinner, yeah.
Brain implants are close to help people who are paralyzed. They have got hands that are ready to roll for people who lost their hands and ears, obviously, cochlear implants, but there's other stuff coming, and legs. They're getting closer and closer. And they're getting closer and closer. I think in my lifetime, we'll see the hybrid human. Because I'm going to live to be 173, something like that, because of, you know, technology and everything. But I think realistically, in the next two or three decades, we'll see a hybrid of some sort. Would you be willing to be a hybrid? If somebody says, I can put a computer chip in your brain, wipe out all the bad stuff, and at the same time, give you the opportunity to access 30 or 40% of your brain, where right now you only access anywhere between, you know, 5 and 7%, some people 10%, some people 2%, would you do it? That's a great question. Hell yeah, I would. Absolutely. Fire me up. Big time. What if somebody hacked you, though? That's the problem right there. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can chime in about choice if you want to. You can text the program 323-538-2423. Also call us 844-344-2423. 844-344-2423. It is the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Ah, hope you're doing well on this beautiful Tuesday. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter. You can tweet at us. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Call us as well, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. We're talking about choice, school choice earlier today. Betsy DeVos was got through thanks to Pence's tie-breaking vote today, and she's now the Secretary of Education, and she is a proponent of choice. And that's her big thing. She likes choice. Why should it be that you and I can send our kids to anywhere we, you know, if we have the means to do that, and poor people, people of color, you know, who basically anybody who struggles, lives in an urban area, doesn't have any cash, or lives out in the country, got no money, and they're stuck going to the same crappy school? Why can't their kid have the same choice? That's a good question. Chuck, what's going on, man?
Hey, not much, Chad. I just wanted to say real quick on the choice thing, I'm fine with them choosing where they want to go if they can get their child to that destination. I don't think we need to bus kids from 10 miles away, you know, every day of the week. It costs a lot of money to do that. But, yeah, if you can get your child to that school, I don't see no problem with paying for them to go there. But the last lady called from Indianapolis, she was talking about the schools expanding because they're such a sought-after school district. But that's not really the case. The reason why these schools are expanding so much in my little township is because they've dropped all the refugees there. Lots of Burmese children
are going to... Well, Chuck, how many refugees have you got?
Well, my whole neighborhood, Chad, the home builders went out of business, and we had about 10 houses in my neighborhood, and it was all mostly just undeveloped land. I would ride my four-wheelers and dirt bikes on it, and then some other home builders bought them out. And I'm telling you, home after home after home was built and thrown up. They're small houses that they have big families living in. And I think the government probably paid for the houses because they've all got brand new cars and new houses, and they're refugees. I don't know where all their money came from. And I see them at my bank every time I go there. And my home value literally decreased $30,000 almost overnight because of the houses that they've thrown up, and they don't abide by the HOA codes. They just put up whatever kind of fencing they want, and no one does anything about it. And, you know, if I put a basketball hoop out in my driveway, I got a letter on my mailbox, you know, so.
I hear you, my man. I appreciate your call. Chuck. Thanks so much. I don't know. You know, look, first of all, we're always thinking they're all refugees, right? There are some refugees that have come here. A lot of people that are coming here are coming here because they've got the H-1B visa, which means they've got some sort of skill. They're coming here because they've had an opportunity to start a business over here. Not everybody that's coming here is coming here with nothing. You know what? I'll be honest. There's something to what Chuck said that was absolutely true. When I went to Europe, I had to show them I had a means to take care of myself in this country that I was going to. I had a means to take care of myself. I had a different visa, a different situation because of what I was doing. But did you have a means to take care of yourself? Yes, I did. Okay, there you go. This is different. Look, some towns are impacted more than others when it comes to refugees. I don't know what Chuck's entire situation is there. Some towns are. Some towns, I mean, you know, last year we had the big thing out in Southern California where all these kids were coming across the border and they were just driving them in giant buses and essentially dropping them off in towns. So that it's not that that doesn't happen, but I think it's a very small portion of it. But that may be Chuck's town. I don't know Chuck's town. Right? That may be. And if it hurts your property value, that's got to suck. Absolutely. Everybody's experience is different. But choice is a good thing. We all want choice. Would you like to be told that you don't have a choice in life? I mean, think about that for a second. Would you like to be told you don't have a choice in life? I don't think I would. Most of us would, you know, like as a kid, right? You know, people, you say, I want to do this. They're like, no, you don't have a choice. You're doing this. What'd you do? You fought back. No way. I want choice, 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 choice. Now we're supposed to go. Yeah, you're supposed to take it. Tweet at us, text at us. At Chad Benson Show. EB Emily 76 at Chad Benson Show. The Dems need to suck it up. Only 5 of the 15 cabinet positions approved. Pathetic. Trump is running a one-legged race without a cabinet. There is something to that. But also understand today, and you'll see this over the next couple days, Sessions was a very important part of this piece, especially today, which was being held up by the Democrats because he got to vote. If he would have already been the AG, he wouldn't have voted as the senator. They couldn't have pushed DeVos through. You watch over the next couple days. I have a feeling by Friday, you're going to see it go tick, 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 domino over, over, over again. I think they just wrapped up the ninth District Court of Appeals. Just heard that was about 45 minutes or an hour. It was horrible television, but it was all done by phone. And that is the Trump, I guess you would call it the travel memo, you know, I mean, they want to call it the Muslim ban, and it's not. Then it's a travel ban, and it's essentially a slowing down of travel while we vet these people. It is not permanent. That is it, right? It is not permanent. It is a pause in proceedings. Like you're watching something at home, and you've got the pause button, you hit it. It's not permanent, right? You can come back and finish it, but you got to go to the restroom. You got to get something to eat. And you're going to come back and you're going to finish it. All we're doing is we're pausing because we're going to come back after we looked at everything and we're going to go from there. But the Ninth District Court is the most liberal of all courts, and they just finished up the hearings there. They had to do it by phone because it was scrambled and put together so fast. And will the Trump ban stay in place? I don't know. I think that it definitely not here. It's going to go to the Supreme Court, and there's precedence there for him to go to, you know, to the Supreme Court and win. There is precedence. Based on what Congress has done in the past and the powers they have given to the president, and in the Constitution, the president has the right to protect us from whom he or she sees as a threat to this country, to overthrow this country and the people. So I don't know. I'm saying, though, I think if it gets to the Supreme Court, he'll win. When it will, that is a different question. When it will, that's a different thing right there. That's what I'm saying. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson. Did you see that Trump is pissed at Saturday Night Live? Well, somebody needs to take the remote control away from him. They should just, like, you know, okay, all you can watch is Sesame Street. Because you get a little angry, you get a little upset, and throw a fit. And he's upset because, not because of the way they portrayed Sean Spicer. Not because of that. It was who portrayed Sean Spicer, the spokeshole for the White House. It was Melissa McCarthy. And they didn't like the fact that a woman portrayed, because he wants to be seen that his cabinet and his people are strong. Right? I'm strong. He sends a message. I'm strong. And when you do that, it takes away, as far as he's concerned, that strength is gone. I thought she did a hilarious job. Look, in that position, and I feel for Sean Spicer. Let me tell you something. I feel for Sean Spicer. For the next umpteen years, you know, it could be 2 years, could be 6 months, could be the entire run. I doubt it. I think you burn out in that position, especially very fast. But for the next few years, at least, he's going to be the butt of 1,000 gabillion million jokes, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on memes, and whether it's on Saturday Night Live and all the satirical things. He is going to face an absolute barrage from people. That's got to suck, man. Your kids go to school, right? Your mom and dad, you know, drop your kids off and they see you and they think to themselves, oh, my God, look at that over there. That's Sean Spicer dropping his kids off at school. Oh, my God, I saw Melissa McCarthy play him. He's, you know, taking shots. It's got to suck. It does. It's got to suck. But you got to roll with it, right? You're in a position that, you know, oh, yes, that's right. I forgot Rosie is going to play. Is she going to play it? Wants to play Steve Bannon, which, by the way, if all the people I was going to play, Steve Bannon may not be it, because I don't want to be standing next to any window or somebody else is taking a drink and a bite before I do. Like, that's the way Steve Bannon comes across that way. But you've got to look, as a president and as a cabinet, you're going to face all kinds of hell and humor. And you got to be able to take it. That the White House needs to get a sense of humor. Of all the thing I want them to do, I want them to do a lot, and I want them to be successful. But somewhere along the line, I want them to find a sense of humor, a funny bone. Be able to laugh at yourself a little bit. That's it. And trust me, if you're able to laugh at yourself, if you're able to roll with the punches, it'll be much better. But if you fight it and you bring attention to it, it's going to come on you so fast. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. All right, what we got coming up next is a little say what. And I don't know if it's Canadians or if it's just, well, it's got to be Canadians. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Ah, oh, the Biebs. I think it's the Canadians. Maybe this is Trump's way of getting back at Canada, right? With Trudeau up there, the lefty, getting law enforcement to do stuff to Canadian entertainers. Justin Bieber started a Super Bowl ad, which he does a shimmity, sham, sham, shimmity, shake. If you saw it, it was for T-Mobile over the weekend on Super Bowl Sunday. The police department in Wyoming, Minnesota, poked fun at the commercial and said anyone drunk driving on Sunday night would be forced to watch it on their way to jail. The tweet was retweeted 10,000 times, had 17,000 likes, and the good news is there was nobody who was caught drunk driving in the 7,900-person town Sunday night, about 30 miles north of Minneapolis, which makes me think about the time that another Canadian band by the name of Nickelback was also threatened to be used as torture to anybody who was caught drunk driving in Vancouver. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a... Oh, my God. It's the Canadians. We hate the Canadians. Brian Adams. Now, okay, so when you look at an artist like
Brian Adams.
I was going to say, do you like Brian Adams? He's cool, right?
I love like Brian Adams, but only up to the Waking Up the Neighbors album.
Really love a woman. I like Brian Adams. So, like, he's cool. Like, Rush and Brian Adams... We could put them to the side, right? We'll call them world and global artists. Hey, Bieber's a global artist, kids. We know of the love of the Biebs, the Chad. I'm a believer. Guy's got talent. I wish I had that kind of talent. I can't sing. I can't dance, kids. This is all I do. And I'm fair to middling at that. Fair to middling at that. I'm just kidding. I can sing and dance. Would you try this? Man, we are trying so hard nowadays to find a male contraception, right? Something. Some sort of way that's not a condom. They've tried pills. What was that? Was it the shot they tried on those guys and made them go crazy and like their legs fell off? They're like, I'll still take it. Like, no, don't worry about me. Well, get ready for this. There is a new gel, contraceptive gel. It just passed the monkey test. It's been found to work. It's reliable, according to the studies in primates, bringing the prospect of an alternative form of birth control for humans closer. The product gel called Vasogel is designed to be reversible and is less invasive than a vasectomy. And in the latest study, it was 100% effective in preventing contraception. It's a blob of gel that is injected into the sperm, carrying a tube known as the vas defers, and acts as a long-lasting barrier. It's a cork.
It's like a 12-pack of Natty Ice.
That's what it's it's essentially, it's a barrier. That's what it is. It's a barrier. They're building a wall. They're building, Trump is building a wall. And you hope your sperm don't have a ladder to get over the wall. One got free. They said one of the great things about the monkey models is the male reproductive tract is very similar to humans and that they have more sperm than humans do, said Van der Voet. Chances are it's going to be effective for humans. No telling when the trial is soon to begin. And finally, kids, from our say, what? 3,000 people could afford this house. Say, what? It's in L.A., an exclusive Bel Air neighborhood in Los Angeles, California. It's a passion project by a developer, tycoon named Bruce Markowski. It's a four-level, 38,000-square-foot home built on the spec. Includes 12 bedrooms, suites, 21 bathrooms, 5 bars, 3 gourmet kitchens, a spa, an 85-foot infinity swimming pool, stunning views of L.A., there's a 40-seat movie theater, a bowling alley, and a fleet of exotic cars. That's right. When you get the house, you get the cars. How much are the cars worth? $30 million. $30 million. I think you get the house and you buy it and you get the cars. I think you've gone up there to the top 5 or 10 people in the world as far as exotic car collections. He said, they asked him, why'd you build the house? He says, look, after being on major yachts across the world on beautiful private aircraft, it didn't make sense that people were spending $350 million on a boat, $100 million on a plane, and they lived in a $20 or $30 million home. They've not kept up with the toys. So my feeling, if you're going to spend over 12 hours a day in your home, why not have it as the most expensive and most amazing thing in the world? To top that off, you also get a staff of 7 full-time, paid for 2 years, that will be there with you. And while you're in your 85-foot infinity pool, there is a massive 4K screen television on the side of it. So just in case you want to watch stuff, you can do it. Again, there's only 3,000 people on Earth that they've identified that can actually afford this. And we were talking today, I think the taxes alone are going to run you about $5 million a year. The taxes alone are going to run you $5 million. But you know what they say? If you have to ask, you can't afford. Can't do it. Nope, 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 nope. The Chad Benson Show Facebook. At Chad Benson Show Twitter. C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Check out ChadBensonShow.com for all of the latest podcasts. You can go right there, download everything. Lickety split. It is easy, and best yet, it is free, so we guarantee your money back. You're not spending any, so we're really not losing anything. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You can always text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. That felt good. First hour felt good. We're stretched. We're limber. We're ready to get rocking and rolling. Wait till you hear this next hour. It's going to be delicious. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.